The West Kootenay Regional Airport is conducting an airside expansion to accommodate the larger Q400 aircrafts that have been in operation since 2021. Airport manager Maciej Habridge says since the switch to the larger aircrafts, they have been competing for apron space, which occasionally leads to delays and is a potential safety concern regarding the fire center.
There was a need, but it really became obvious when we had the Calgary flight still and the Vancouver flight, and when there's delays, both were essentially competing for the same small apron space. So that was obviously a clear concern, especially with the fire center being able to dispatch really any time.
The $2.35 million project is 100% funded through the Airport Capital Assistance Program. When complete, this airside expansion will immediately create more space on the runway, but Habridge says it's more of a plan for the future as regional airports are still recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, what this does, it really future-proofs us for when the time comes, when industry recovers, that we'll see multiple aircraft operating here at the same time. The industry, you know, is recovering still. You know, we're in a bit of a lull.
The airside expansion at the West Kootenay Regional Airport is just the beginning of changes happening there. Due to the larger 78-passenger Q400 planes, Habridge says there's also an immediate need for a terminal upgrade.
The capacity isn't here, you know, lack of, you know, just some modern amenities here at the airport. Just to have a true modern facility, especially exemplified when the Q400 came and they're full.
The airport has received a $6 million provincial grant through the Union of BC Municipalities. That project is still in the early planning stages. Reporting in Nelson, Scott Onischuk, KCR News.